Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So President Obama once said it took only 31 days to intervene in Libya, but we're now well over a year into the Syrian uprising. And the UN estimates at least 10,000 people have been killed, perhaps more. And the international community is still grappling with what to do, still trying diplomatic solutions. Obama made the comparison to Bosnia with Libya. Many are now making the same comparison with Syria. So why is there no international intervention yet? Joining us now is Ambassador Edward Derigian, former ambassador to Syria under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. And he's also the founding director of Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
First of all, I wonder of all these comparisons, if any of them are really fair. I mean, obviously, the situations are each individual. Every country is unique. But is it fair to make comparisons between Libya and Bosnia, between Bosnia and Syria, between Libya and Syria?
No, I don't think it is accurate to make these comparisons because each crisis situation is distinctly different than the other. And these comparisons, I think, serve just for political rhetoric more than anything else.
Well, they also serve to try and impel people to act. And people are saying to President Obama, Mitt Romney has even pointed out, why not at least arm the rebels in this case? So why not? It's said that Saudi Arabia and other countries may be surreptitiously arming the rebels. Why doesn't the U.S. do the same?
First, the problem with arming the rebels in Syria is that it is very difficult to identify exactly who an outside power or group of powers would be arming. The opposition in Syria, in many ways, unfortunately, is not cohesive and coherent. You have the distinction between the Syrian rebels and protesters on the ground, who are tragically many losing their lives. But there are these local coordinating committees. There's the Syrian Free Army. And now just recently there's been another military unit that's been announced, the Syrian Rebel Forces. There's the outside Syrian opposition based largely in Istanbul and other capitals. So this is a problem. With whom is one dealing with in order to give not only political support, humanitarian assistance, but also military support?
We're speaking with Ambassador Edward Derigian, former ambassador to Syria and now at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. So let's talk about the tipping point, something that Kofi Annan mentioned last week. You mentioned in a New York Times article recently that we may have to come to the point, you said, where you have Srebrenica syndrome. What does that mean?
What I was trying to express there in that article is that given the tragic evolution of events on the ground in Syria with so many people losing their lives and the confrontation between the regime and these various resistance forces and people on the ground continues, the death toll is mounting, the suffering is mounting. And at one point, they'll become this what I call the Srebrenica syndrome, where the humanitarian tragedy is so replete that the international community just feels it is now compelled to act. Now, you can ask the question, what could a tipping point be when already over 10,000, 12,000 people have been killed? But it's more of a political perception than anything else, as we saw in Srebrenica. And therefore, the humanitarian tragedy will then dominate decision-making in capitals outside of Syria, and most likely the international community will feel compelled to act at some point, be it humanitarian assistance, be it military intervention. So that's what I mean by a Srebrenica syndrome.
But since we're talking about Bosnia, let's hear this comment from Ambassador Christopher Robert Hill. He was speaking on PRI's The World about the sort of difference between Bosnia and Syria.
You recall Secretary Warren Christopher's comment about Bosnia, the problem from hell. I would agree that Syria is the problem of hell. Libya was kind of a problem from purgatory, but I think Syria is a much deeper, more nettlesome issue, and it is not at all clear that the president can manage this thing in a way that will make him look good as we go forward in our sort of campaign mode, which our country is in today.
And, of course, the country was in campaign mode when the conflict began in Bosnia, and nothing happened. The U.S. didn't intervene until there was a new president in place.
Right, but let's put ourselves in President Obama's position in the Oval Office. He has just wound down a 10-year military engagement led by the United States in Iraq with a very untidy final situation there. He himself has done his surge in Afghanistan to increase U.S. troop and coalition forces in Afghanistan, where, again, American blood and treasure is being expended in a Muslim country. The administration did lead from behind in Libya, but we did play a military role there. We're actively engaged in other Muslim countries such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, albeit mostly with drone strikes and special operation forces, and in Yemen. If you're sitting there and you're looking at the polls and you see that the American public is really war fatigued by American involvement in the Muslim world militarily, you're going to have to be very prudent in a presidential election year as to make a decision on U.S. military engagement in Syria.
So then let me make a comparison that perhaps is less unfair. We could be watching the world, watching Syria deal with itself and end up with something like Rwanda that Clinton dealt with in Africa. Ambassador Edward Derigian is a former ambassador to Syria under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, also founding director of Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Ambassador, thank you so much.
My pleasure.